Big, expensive houses. I grew up in a little house on the prairie. Well, not really on the prairie. Not even in prairie country. Not even out west. But definitely little. Mom, Dad, my brother, three sisters, and I lived in a three-bedroom, if you count the fixed-up attic, house, with one, count it one, bathroom. Altogether, about 1,500 square feet, counting the fixed-up attic, and no garage, no tennis court, and not even one swimming pool. Amazingly, we all survived, even though, on occasion, I had to pee in the cornfield. I doubt that Donald Trump, on the other hand, ever needs to resort to the cornfield to relieve himself. In fact, his 80,000 square foot home in Palm Beach has, count them, 18 to 22 bathrooms, depending on who's counting. It also has 18 bedrooms, a fitness room, a home theater, a library, a wine cellar grotto, and staff quarters. It contains three additional structures that include a two-bedroom poolside retreat, a two-bedroom guest house, and a four-bedroom coach house, whatever that is. This Palm Beach home features incredible ocean views, a 100-foot-long pool, just the one, a hot tub, and two fireplaces. It sits on several acres, with 500 feet of ocean frontage, and, as far as I know, has no cornfield. On the market for $125 million, it recently sold at the bargain price of $95 million. It is, to be sure, a nice place. Compared to the home of Mukesh Ambani, however, it's just a bungalow. The Ambani residence, named Antilia, is a 27-story, but as tall as a 60-story, building on just over an acre in downtown Mumbai. It boasts 60,000 square feet of living space, a bit smaller than the Trump bungalow, with a multitude of bedrooms and bathrooms, a health spa, a theater with a seating capacity for 50, multiple, meaning more than one, swimming pools, three floors of hanging gardens, a snow room, whatever that is, and a ballroom. The garage has parking for 160 cars, so, of course, one whole floor is dedicated to vehicle maintenance. There are 8 elevators and 3 helipads and, of course, a small air traffic control center. It is valued at over $1 billion. Assuming Mukesh got rich by not being frivolous, I'm guessing it was built for far less. It is, to be sure, a nice place. Compared to the home of the Sultan of Brunei, Istan Nurul Iman, however, it's just a starter home. The Sultan's home contains 1,788 rooms, 257 bathrooms, and a floor area of 2,152,782 square feet. Amenities include 5, that's 1 + 4 more, swimming pools, an air-conditioned stable for the Sultan's 200 polo ponies, a 110-car garage, a banquet hall that can be expanded to accommodate up to 4,000 guests, and a mosque accommodating 1,500 people. Built in 1984 at a cost of around $1.4 billion, it has 564 chandeliers, 51,000 light bulbs, 44 stairwells, and 18 elevators. It is also a home to a car collection that includes custom-made Ferraris and Bentleys, as well as 165 Rolls-Royces. Uh-oh, what's a Sultan to do? The garage is only big enough for 110 cars. 11, 15, 2010.